Let's go with the message this morning. See what we can find. Are y'all all right? You seem a little sleepy to my 9 o'clock crowd, and that's not right. Okay, y'all okay? Say. All right, here we go. Let's go with the message. Sensing God is our series, and would you say this with me? Feelings that, and see, that's not going to cut it. We've got to do that again. Feelings that perceive. We're going to talk about feelings today. Feelings. How can I sense the Lord? Let's talk about it through the senses. Just something I wanted to take us into. I've been studying, just looking, just between us. Basically, I've been reading somebody else, been reading the Bible. All right? And so, let's see what we can find. The first message in this series, we looked at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways, what? Acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. How can I acknowledge God? What's the foundation to acknowledging God? Faith. Faith in Christ. You want to sense God? Put your faith in Jesus. You listening or not? Realize He loves you like that. He gave His Son for you. Then humble yourself. Be a person of humility. If you want to sense God, be a person of humility. It's amazing. You'll see all kinds of things. You'll be so grateful for so much in life. But if you're full of yourself, don't be surprised if you never sense God. You hear me? Pray. Be a person of prayer. The Bible says pray without ceasing. The Bible says in everything give what? Thanks. You want to sense God, be a person of prayer. Be a person who's praising the Lord. Be a person who's thanking the Lord. If you want to sense Him, well, I just want to sense God and you want to do nothing, probably isn't going to happen a whole lot. This is about acknowledging God. And then obedience. Obey the Lord. What He said in His Word. Ooh, I want to sense God. Ooh, I want to get a funny feeling from God. Ooh, I want to do this. And ooh, I want to do this. And I want to dance around, flop like a chicken on the floor. How about this? Excuse me. How about this? How about obey the Lord? How about what He's put in His Word? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, we could use a little something here to help us. Come on. How about what He said in His Word? That's what I'm going to do. And as I'm following Him and listening to Him, don't be surprised if you don't see Him more. And sense Him more. And feel Him more. You hearing me? Okay. So, that was that message. I'll acknowledge God. Second message was on hearing God. Ears to hear. So, faith comes by what? And hearing what? The Word of God. So, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So, I have ears to hear. But, we added to that. We took that message into some great links. But, I'll have ears to hear. Last week, this verse was part of what we talked about. Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me. Would you say this last part with me? And those that me early shall what? Shall find me. Seeking God is looking for Him intently. Seeking God is looking for God. I want to sense God. I want God's presence. I want to see God. Well, you need to seek Him. And we talked about that. You can go back and check the messages online, YouTube, etc., and to check it out, but I'll have eyes to see. So that's where we've come from. We're in a series called Sensing God. So we've been looking so far, laid a foundation. Eyes, that's part of our senses, right? We got five of them. Here we go. We got eyes. We got our ears. We've done that. We haven't done smell and taste yet. Okay? Today we're doing touch or feelings. Say feelings with me. Feelings. It's more than touch, guys. This sense of touch or sense of feeling is incredible. Let's look at it. Feelings that perceive. Rod, you got to help me now, buddy. You got to kick me. Can I feel God? Can I feel God? Listen, if the creator of the universe, if my Lord and my Savior, if I can be connected to Him and I can feel Him, I want to feel Him. All right? I told the earlier crowd, I'm 51 years old. I know I don't look it, but anyway. All right? But I'm 51 years old. And I would like to just experience God, pursue God, live for God more than ever in my life, the rest of my life. Whatever He has for me, I'm all in. I'm pushing the chips in. Y'all hear me or not? Didn't start Fellowship Church and go through issues and mess and junk in my life and keep steady and keep trying. Doesn't mean I don't stumble. Doesn't mean I don't sin and fall like you guys do. But didn't do all this to quit or do it halfway. Y'all listening or not? So I want to be all in. If I can feel God, I want to feel Him. If I can hear Him, I want to hear Him. If I can see Him, I want to see Him. I want that for me. Now, if you don't want that, that's your business. That's what I want. I want to feel Him. And I know I'm talking to folks today that have felt Him. And you have heard His voice. Okay? But I want that more. I want that more. But I want it to be solid. I don't want it to be kooky. You hear me? Well, I went to a prayer meeting the other night and all this happened. I've been flopping like this ever since. I'd rather not. Do you hear me? Yes or no? I know that bothers some of you when I talk like that. But guys, real is real and honest is honest and kooky's kooky. Are you hearing me? I know where you came from, but that's how it is. Okay. And if I don't see it in the Word, it ain't lining up in the Word, I ain't doing it. You hear me? I think that's good advice for you. Okay? So can I feel God? Yes. Let's talk about it. Set the table first. Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But watch this. He made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. And that last part, he was made in what? The likeness of men. So God became a man. We're already discovered we're being created in the image of God. Let us make man our image, our likeness. So God created man and woman in His image, in His likeness. Okay? So Jesus was made in the likeness of men. Can I feel God? Well, just to keep going with me here. Hebrews 4. For we have not a high priest, that's Jesus, which cannot be what? Touched with the what? Feeling of our infirmities, but He was what? In all points, tempted, tested, tried, just like we are, yet without sin. Then this next verse says, let us therefore come what? Boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. The thought there is that Jesus can be touched by our feelings. That's what that's saying. Jesus can be touched by our feelings. We don't have a God who cannot be touched by our feelings. So the question is, if Jesus can be touched by our feelings, can we be touched by His feelings? Did you hear me or not? Can we feel God? Can we feel His presence? Can we feel His touch? First time I've ever preached on this type of subject in all these years. Okay? Can I feel God? As part of my senses, I'm made in His image. You can look at all of other creation. You can see that man is special. We're made in His image, in His likeness. He's the one that's given us these five senses. I'd like to use them to the max, baby. Amen? To experience God, if I can. And I believe I can do a lot better than I've been doing. So that's what I want to do. Feeling. I want to talk about that sense today. So we've looked at eyes, we've looked at ears. Today we're looking at the sense of touch, and we're going to call it what? Feeling. 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 Let's go with it. You know how I am in my handy-dandy dictionary? Wow. Wow. Feeling. This thing is huge. Feeling is gigantic. Look at it. Feeling. The sense by which the mind, through certain nerves of the body, perceives external objects or certain states of the body itself. The sense of touch, an act or state of perception, any state or condition of emotion. I ain't done yet. Keep looking. Feeling. Possessing great sensibility, easily affected or moved. Still not done. A physical sensation, an emotional reaction, a particular sensitivity, an opinion, or an awareness. Is this thing like crazy or what? Say, y'all with me? Listen, feeling's big. This is huge. Oh, but you know, I can't feel God. Well, it's funny how big a part of it is of you and me. And that can't be used to connect with God somehow? Are you kidding me? Matter of fact, when you look at the word feeling, definitions don't really do it justice. There's so many words, different words, that describe feeling.
I thought I'd take you on a little journey of a few of them. Here we go. Action.
Keep going.
Affection. Appreciation. Atmosphere. All involved with feeling. Attitude. Awareness. Behavior. Belief. Belief. I feel, you know, a belief. Consideration. A conviction. Delicacy. How do you know something is delicate? Because you what? You feel it. Yes, you do. Emotion. Experience. Fervor. Finesse. Forgiveness. Say that one with me. Funny feeling. How about this one? This is one I use. Man, I felt that down in my what? My gut. My gut's telling me. What is that? That's a feeling. Okay? The heat. How about this one? What's that word got to do with feeling? You ever felt like the heat's on, but the heat ain't on? Man, I feel like things are getting heated up around here, but it's like 60 degrees. The heat, that pressure that you feel, say. You understand? Hint. Hunch. Idea. Instinct. Intuition. You ever get a feeling something? It's going to happen? You know? How many's ever called a loved one just to see if they're all right? You had a feeling. You understand? I'm not saying all that's right or real or whatever. I don't know. It's reality. It does happen. Is that correct or not? Sure it does. An impression, kindness, kiss. How many know there's some feeling when you kiss? If there ain't no feeling when you kiss, you need to work on it. Here we go. Light. Light. You ever felt like, hey, the light went on. But it won't no light that went on nowhere. It was a light that went on in here. Say, yeah, crazy people you are. Mood, notion, opinion, all about feeling, overtone. Keep going. Passion, perception, quality, reaction, response, rub. Somebody ever rubbed you the wrong way and they didn't rub you at all? But you were rubbed the wrong way. You done rubbed me the wrong way right now. And they were like, I'm way over here. What you talking about? Yeah, you rubbed me all right. Sensing, there's our word for the series. Soulful. Spirit. Suspicion. You ever get a suspicion? That's a feeling. Tangibility. Temper. Tenderness. Thought. Touch. Understanding and a view. Are you all right? Okay. You see how that word feeling is pretty big? Say, can I experience God? Can I feel God? I'd say we've got enough stuff that's working that if we wanted to, we could, because, I mean, that's a big old list, right? Okay? And my point is, if we can feel God, why do we have to make stuff up? If I can feel God, why have I got to watch some TV preacher or somewhere they're telling me I got to do this, 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 but it's not in the Bible. When He's created me already with all kinds of opportunities to perhaps experience Him. Have I lost you? Let's keep going. Let's see what we can find today. So, wow, feeling is a what? It's a big deal. I mean, you know, you got eyes and they're incredible. But you don't have eyes in the back of your head. But you do have feeling in the back of your head. Understand? Say. I lost you again. Well, honestly, you don't have eyes in the back of your head. If you don't know that, you just had to figure that out yourself. But there is feeling all over you. But our other senses are limited to where they are. But feeling is all over. It encompasses all of us. Feeling is bigger than all of my other senses combined. I really need you to say that loud. You need to know this. Feeling is bigger than all of my other senses what? Combined. It's bigger than all of them. As a matter of fact, my feelings, and this is me writing, but I believe it. I wrote it. I believe it. As a matter of fact,
My feelings command all of my other senses entirely. Let me give you an example. My feelings. Roger can see something and feel a certain way. I can see the exact same thing and maybe feel differently, or I can feel something a little more than maybe what he felt. Okay? Taste, for example. He can taste some food. He can go, man, that's some good food right there. He talks like that. But anyway, that's some good food right there. But and I might go, man, that's disgusting. I can't stand that stuff. Do you see how my feelings command my senses of my taste or my sight? You can do that with hearing. It's interesting how you can hear something. And men and women do this. We're definitely different. Man can say something, didn't mean to say it that way. It's just a statement. It's a fact. This is the way it is. I just said it. Well, it won't the way you said it. What you said was all right. Ladies, it was their what? Their way or their tone. It was their tone. And that's true. That's true. And it's true because if you felt that way, when you heard that, that is your feeling. Do you understand or not? Feelings command all of our other senses. You can smell something. One fellow might smell it and go, that's nice right there. You know, the smell of a garage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, engine and oil and yeah, it's nice. And a lady might smell it and go, you know what? It really stinks in here. We're cleaning this place up, Jack. You see how your feelings do what? Command your what? Did you hear me? Keep that in mind because that's what we're building this message on. I can feel from the top of my head to the bottoms of my feet. Can you? You should be able to. If you can't, there's an issue. I'm just telling you, okay? It does happen. All right? I can feel from the top of my head to the bottoms of my feet. Come on. I can feel things physically that are going on inside my body. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I can feel psychologically, mentally. Have you ever felt really bad mentally or psychologically? I mean, you struggled. And was it real? Of course it's real. And people can say you're crazy and all this. It's real. If it's affecting you, it's affecting you, guys. Okay? I can feel emotionally. Again, a lot of times you have those knots in your stomach. You know what I'm saying? Or you feel that pain in your what? In your gut or in your stomach. That's real. It's not making this up. That's real for everybody, believers and unbelievers alike. Doesn't matter. Can I feel spiritually is my question. Can I feel spiritually? Can I feel God? I know I can feel all this other because it's true. Can I feel God? I've been made in His image. I've been made in His likeness. No, I'm not God and you're not God and we're fallen and we're sinners. But He gave His Son for us to redeem us. We must be special for Him to do that. Wouldn't you say yes or no? Yeah, and He's given us a book called The Word to teach us how to live. And He's given us His Spirit to help us understand how to pray and how to communicate. Can I feel God? Can I feel spirit? So the answer is what? Let's go there. Here we go. Can I feel God? That's what we're talking about this morning. Here's number one. Just 2 points today. But don't act like you're leaving yet because they're long. Here we go. It's quite a subject, guys. If we're going to talk about it, we ought to talk about it, right? Because I think it'll help us. Number one, if you want to feel God, number one, my faith and my belief in God, say it with me, is the number one way to feel and perceive God. My faith, my belief in Jesus, in God, is the number one way to feel and perceive God. Now listen, my faith should command my feelings. I'll say that again. My faith should command my feelings because my feelings command everything else.
Do you understand that or not? My faith, I better have something that's commanding my feelings, because my feelings command everything else about my life. That's pretty clever of God, wasn't it, say? Wasn't that pretty amazing? We want to argue with Him why believing in Him, or why just having belief in His Son Jesus, and that's all God requires out of us. He doesn't require that we give money. He doesn't require we have a pedigree. He requires that we have faith. Because He knows if we have faith, that can command everything else in our life. Did I lose you right there? When I have faith, I can live for God. I can be what He wants me to be. Faith. Feelings, by the way, they have enough to do already. They don't need to command my faith. So many people, Christian people, live by their feelings. They're running to one church for the next. Oh, feelings! Yeah. And that's how they live. When you gonna stop running? When you go get something real in your life instead of some high, the next high can get on. That's the way people live. People live from one high to the next. Your feelings have plenty to do without your faith having also to be commanded by your feelings. Wouldn't you like something solid that's commanding the craziness in your life? Yes or no? Yeah, that's what I want. In God's Word, listen to this. In God's Word, faith and belief are mentioned more than 50 to 1 over your feelings. In God's Word, the Bible, faith and belief is mentioned 50 to 1 over feelings. We're saved by faith, Ephesians 2:8. Keep moving. We live by faith, Romans 1:17. We walk by faith, 2 Corinthians 5. We understand by faith, Hebrews 11. We believe by faith and we please God by faith. I'd like you to see this verse. Without faith, it's what? To do what? You need faith. You need faith to please God. You need faith to believe in God. You need faith, but you also need faith to command your feelings. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must what? Believe that He is, and watch this, and that He is a what? A rewarder of those that do what? Diligently seek Him. We talked about seeking Him last week. Don't be surprised if you're seeking God if you find Him. Don't be surprised if you're seeking God diligently and going according to His Word if you don't feel God and you experience God. Amen? Not trying to get kooky on you. But if I can feel God more, see God more, hear God more, taste God more, smell God more, I want to do it more. I can tap into that. Well, you must have faith. Not a faith to do something crazy, but a faith that pleases God, a faith that believes in God, a faith that can actually something solid that can command your feelings. Yes or no? Feelings are incredible, but they are not as reliable as faith in God. You ever felt like killing somebody? Say, I have. I felt like killing somebody. I was going to kill him. Anybody else? At least one hand in the room. Thank you. I'm not like the creep in the house here. Hey. Did I feel it? Yeah. Did I do it? No. Guess what kept me from doing it? My what? My faith in God commanded my feelings. Did you see that? You ever wanted to tell somebody off? How many of you have told people off? Let me see your hand. Okay, there you go. But have you ever wanted to tell somebody off? I'm talking, you were going to tell them all flat out it was going to happen, but you didn't, and you did it because of your what? Your faith commanded your what? Your feelings or your mouth. You see how that works? Do we need faith, yes or no? Sure we do. I could spend a whole message just on talking about stuff we want to do. Amen. Here we go. Can I feel God? The answer is what? Yes, absolutely. I can feel God's love. I can feel God's forgiveness. How many ever felt God's forgiveness? And you knew you were forgiven. But you knew you were forgiven because of your what? Faith in what? 1 John 1:9, it says, if I confess my sin, He's faithful and just to forgive me my sin. You see how faith can command your feeling? You felt dirty, you felt bad about what you did, but you got cleansed by your faith in the Lord. Yes? Sure. I can feel God's help. You know what I mean? Somebody else might give the credit to somebody else, but you ever been in a bad way and somebody or a situation happened and it really helped you? And you gave the glory to who? Because of your what? Faith commanded your what? Your feelings. Are you hearing that today? Well, this is the way I felt in my office as I was studying. And that's what I was seeing. My feelings of God and for God, say this with me, must be built on what? Truth. That's why I have a problem with somebody getting me and holding me and telling me, now if you do this, Jesus will come all over you. Can we just like get stuff based on truth without us having to be a little wacky, say? Yes or no? Do I not have to send you $59 for me to get my blessing? Is there not another way? Amen, say. And I'm going to say something. I'm getting a little off track, but I'd like to say this to you. So much of what we hear in preaching, the positive preaching, I like to be positive, guys. But so much of what we hear today, we really should call it the American message. Because most of the positive, oh, if you do this, you'll get this. And did you know that doesn't work on a guy that's just eating a cup of rice every day and that's all he's going to eat for the rest of his life and he's drinking dirty water and he's going to die? I wish you'd plug your brain in and know a lot of stuff is hype that people are trying to sell. Did you hear me? Yes or no? If it works for me, it should work for the little African that has nothing. There's something deeper. It's called faith. If you believe in God, we are blessed to live in America. And God did bless us to live here. Is that correct? Absolutely. But you can feel God without the hype. Y'all, did I lose you or not? Okay, all right, good. I'm glad you're getting it because on the radio they're going to hate it. Here we go. Feelings not based on truth, say it with me, are what? Dangerous! Could you as a parent ever see a child that was feeling a certain way and think about doing something? You were like, don't! No! You don't realize what you're doing. You ever done that? Yes or no? Feelings that are not based on truth are dangerous. Truth depends on facts and life-changing facts found in what? The Word of God. Amen. Thus says the Lord. Okay? God's not trying to pick on us with the things that He says, His commands, His precepts, His ways that we're going to walk in. He wants us to have the best life. He does. But it comes by faith. It comes by belief. Why? Because we have feelings that can get all screwed up. We need Him. Amen? Say. Okay. Because feelings are the greatest of all senses, and because they're the most complicated and elusive, our feelings must be grounded on God's holiness, His integrity, on God's love, His compassion, and on God's what? Word is truth. I'm going to tell you something right now. You'd be far better to do what God's Word says
than something you're feeling that's contrary to God's Word. Hello? Amen? Say. Come on. Our feelings. So, sensing God. Now, that's the first big point. Are y'all all right with that one? So, it must be built on our faith and our belief in what? Our feelings have plenty to do. They command everything else. They're not as reliable as faith in God and faith in His Word. Let that be the commander. Amen? Take charge that away. So can I feel God? The answer is yes. Sure we can feel God. We're still going there. And that leads me to this last point. But it's still long. I must believe that it is good and right to feel and perceive God. I know that's simple talk. I must believe that it's okay to feel God. Y'all listening with me? I must believe that it's okay. This is a good thing for me to feel God, to feel His presence, to experience God. This is good and it is right. Nothing wrong with it. Now, a lot of us, we're not raised that way. A lot of you folks was raised in church. I wasn't. So for me to feel God, to sense God, to know God, are you kidding me? What is that? I run from that kind of stuff in my childhood. I wasn't even thinking about it. I must believe it's what? Good and right to feel and perceive God. Doubt numbs us to feeling God's presence. Doubt numbs us to feeling God's presence. If I don't think I can feel God, if I don't think God cares for me, if I don't think God loves me, if I don't think there is a God, don't expect to feel Him. You understand? But so much in our church, in our churches, is deader than a hammer. You go to church, it's dead, 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 dead. I didn't get anything. There's no feeling. Why? If feelings command everything else when we walk through the door. Quiet. And also put on a suit to choke yourself. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. And the music needs to sound like you at a funeral. Because if you don't, you might feel something. You better stop it. You hearing me or not? No wonder churches, especially mainline churches, are deader than a hammer because they've numbed God right out. Okay, so you got to know it's right. It's okay. It's okay to feel God. It's okay to express. It's good. It's right. There's nothing wrong. Well, I wasn't raised that way. Well, you were just raised wrong. I'm sorry. This is the Word of God, man. This is reality. Why is it a ball game? We'll hoop. Yeah, baby. Church, quiet. It just doesn't make sense. Does it? Say. But then we lie to ourselves. But I'm just reverencing God. We tell ourselves. How do I know this? Because this is the way I was. See, I know this. Craz. Our problem is not that we feel God too much, it's that we don't feel Him enough. But that's what we'll convince ourselves. If we come from another denomination or something, we'll convince ourselves, well, those people are just crazy. You know, they're too loud. You know, it's too uncomfortable. It's too, you know, they hugged me, they touched me or something. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. You know, the preacher doesn't stand behind a pulpit. It's crazy. He's not all dressed up like in a tuxedo or something. He's crazy, 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 crazy. Listen, our problem is not that we feel God too much, guys. It's that we don't feel Him what? Enough. What do I mean? Hang in here with me. Satan doesn't want us to feel God, does he? No. Our sinful nature, our flesh doesn't want us to feel God. That part of us that's sinning and doing wrong, oh, I feel God. No, you don't want to do that. Our culture stands against us for feeling God. Tell us we just, you know, we're taught that we came from nothing. We are nothing. You know, there is no God. You're crazy. They don't want us to feel God. So, I must believe
And that's where faith comes in, that it's good and it's right to feel God. Amen? That's what I'm going to believe. You believe what you want to believe. I'm going to believe it's good and right to feel God. I'm going to walk the rest of my life feeling God. That's what I'm going to do. Okay? And I've been doing it for a while. I like it. Here we go. Keep going. So, here we go. We want to put this on here so there won't be any confusion. You need to know that wanting to feel God more is risky. And it borders on the kooky. But it's a risk I'm willing to take. Because I'm halfway to kooky already. Come on. Why did I say that? These are my words. My feelings are such a big part of who I am. And I'm not willing to keep them on lockdown just because I'm afraid of what others might think of me. Amen? Okay? Praise the Lord. It's the way it is. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God made me this way. I sincerely want to feel God's love and leading in my life. That's something I want to do. You didn't make me do it. Nobody made me do it. I want to feel God's love, and I want to feel Him leading my life. That's what I want. Nobody told me to do it. I ain't supposed to do it this way, son. Well, you didn't tell me. Something put inside of me that's been ignited by faith and the Word of God and walking with the Lord and seeing Him get me through all the mess He's got me out of in my life. Are you kidding me? And for me to just not feel Him. That's crazy. I'm not doing it. I don't want to feel God for what? But I want to feel God for no. And so much of what I see today in church, what I call a bit of crazy church, is show. I don't want to feel God for show. I've had enough mess in my life. Well, I need to feel Him for me, baby. You hear me? Yes or no? I want to feel Him for me. I want to know that God's walking with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with who? Me. Amen? I want to feel for that reason. Not to impress somebody. Yes or no? I want to be a good witness. I want to live life. I want to do right. I don't want to be a bad example to people. But at the end of the day, I want to know God and experience God and feel God for Gary. I'm the one who's screwy that needs Him. I want Him in my life. I want to know Him through His Word. I want to hear His voice speaking to me. I want to see Him wherever I can. As long as I live, I want to feel Him from the top of my head to the bottoms of my feet. And Roger put my picture there because this is me, guys. Hello. This is what I want. And by the way, what I get, it's what I get to do. He's out there. He's here in this room. What I get here early and pray in a truck on Sunday. You know why? Impress you guys. Well, I can tell them I prayed today. I get in that truck and pray because God shows up. You hear me, yes or no? And I can feel Him in the truck with me. Before I come in here and start hugging on y'all and preaching. I want Him. I need Him. Doesn't matter what people say. Because this is what the Bible says. I will praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows right well. So I want to know God because I feel Him in my soul. And my soul says to me, Gary Clark, that's an incredible God. And I'm with You, man. Amen? Okay. So I'm almost done. So if faith and belief are mentioned 50-1 over feelings in the Bible, I shouldn't listen to my feelings then, right? I should disregard the most overwhelming of all my senses, right? Is that what I'm supposed to think? I don't think so, guys. Should I be a stoic? No emotion. You can feel God. I can't live life in a straitjacket. I ain't gonna. I got arms. I'm going to wave them. You hearing me? Should I live life as a stoic? Should I push down my feelings and emotions? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Should I become a monk? Can you see me as a monk? But guys, I want you to know, that's why a lot of people do these other things. They think that's... I don't buy it. I think God gave me the feelings I have. Do you hear me? Now, are my feelings wrong? Absolutely, sometimes. My feelings... How many of your feelings get a little kooky sometimes? Can you see it? Sure! That's why I need my faith to do what? Command my what? My feelings. I think that 50-1 was mentioned in the Bible, 50-1 over feelings, not because we don't need to use our feelings and have feelings. I think it was put that way so you'd know who's the commander-in-chief of your feelings. That makes sense to you? You start having that faith in God and get that solid belief in God. I'm just telling you, it's a way to unlock the biggest part of you, feeling God. It's incredible. God created me with all of these feelings and emotional abilities. He did it. God wants my feelings and emotions to be commanded by my faith. Sensing God. God wants me to have feelings that can perceive. We're almost done. And I just threw this up on the screen for you. Would y'all listen to this one real quick? I know you're tired. I'm tired. Here we go. We're both tired. Here we go. How can I love without feelings? How can I love without feelings? Who wants to love without feelings? I ought to feel something. Say, y'all want to feel something? I ought to feel something. Amen or what? How can I love without feelings? Matter of fact, Jesus said it this way. By this shall all men know you're my disciples. Say it with me if you know it. That you have what? One for what? Guys, we ought to feel love. We ought to express love to one another, especially at church. My goodness gracious, right here in this community, that's how people are going to know that there is a God. That's the best way you can feel God is loving. Y'all listen to me? Reaching out, hugging, touching, doing for other people. This is incredible. How can I feel God? How can I love without feelings? You can't. I don't care what you say. And I close with this. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you'll be fed. So trust in God. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. That ain't stuff. That means He'll change you from the inside out. You'll feel things you never felt before. Commit your way to the Lord. You trust in Him, and you don't be surprised if you don't see Him bringing different things to pass in your life. You're going to start to see Him and feel Him and notice Him. Rest in the Lord. Isn't that great when your feelings are all messed up and you're just struggling so bad, but because your faith commands your feelings, you can still what? Rest. Isn't that great? Wait patiently for Him. Don't fret yourself because of him who's prospering in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Trust in the Lord, guys. Delight in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Then don't you just see what He does? And this is just one little passage. It's just a passage I just picked out to talk. We're almost done. The steps of a what? Of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Don't you want faith to command your feelings? Don't you want somebody to be leading you other than you say? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he what? Delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord does what? That sounds like I can feel that. How many of you ever felt the Lord holding you up when you knew you were a mess? You were just a wreck. You're a wreck. I can't even walk. And God's holding you. Don't you want to feel that? That's what I'm talking about. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We close the message today. This is just me to you. I want to feel Him. I want to feel Him. And I want to follow Him. I don't know where you're at. I'd ask you to follow. Come on, let's go. Amen. It's a good life, the Christian life, following the Lord. Y'all listen to me? How can we make some noise, some real noise, and praise the Lord? Because it's a good life. It's a good life! It's a good life.